It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Mike Arnold, in for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's a countdown in Congress to pass a spending bill by December 11th and prevent a government shutdown.
Now we're getting a firsthand look at how extreme weather events from the last few years have affected Wisconsin farmers.
Scientists say climate change means more extreme weather events like droughts, intense storms, and floods. We've already had a few of these extreme weather events in Wisconsin, so Clean Wisconsin decided to talk to one group of people directly affected by climate change, farmers.
Today, Clean Wisconsin released their findings in a new report. It's called Seeds of Challenge, a survey of how extreme weather impacts Wisconsin's agriculture. Katie Walter is here to talk about the report. She's the energy and climate specialist for Clean Wisconsin. Katie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So farmers have always had to deal with unpredictable weather, extreme weather. It's sort of the hallmark of what the weather is.
Right.
But how different is the story now for farmers in Wisconsin in what they're dealing with when it comes to weather?
Well, what we're hearing from farmers is that, like you said, yes, they're used to a bad summer here, or, you know, a real late spring here. But what's different now is that these events are coming on their one after the other. They're not getting that time to rest that they normally have between bad years. And it's really just hard. It's hard for them to ignore after one after the other, like we've had in the last few years.
And you went out and you actually spoke with the farmers firsthand to talk to them about what they experienced. And that's a lot of what this report is. What did they have to say?
Yeah, I've a lot of really interesting stories. Was very, very, very very informative for me myself. I did speak to one dairy farmer who was third generation dairy farmer in Wisconsin, and the drought in 2012 was the first time since the Dust Bowl that he had to buy feed for his cattle. So in his 35 years and his father's 50 years of farming, that had never happened before. That's one that sticks out for me. The other one that really sticks on the top of my mind is an apple orchard in northern Wisconsin, who he's in contact with all the other apple growers up there, and he's noticed that 1990, at that point, you know, most folks didn't have irrigation systems, but since then it is almost a necessity for them to put irrigation systems in. And obviously those are expensive systems, but they're also really time consuming for farmers to have to deal with them, and then of course you feel them in the pocketbook too when it comes to the utility bills.
So the farmers that you spoke to, did they draw a direct line between the weather events and the repercussions that you just talked about?
The purpose of this report was really to start the conversation about extreme weather and what we've seen in the last few years, because I think it really gives us a good taste of what we can expect in the future. We were sort of the silver lining to the bad weather in the last few years, you could say, was that we can start to look at what we need to be doing in the future to prepare for more events like these.
Were there farmers that you spoke to in different areas of the state? You mentioned some farmers up north, for instance. But did farmers in different parts of the states have different experiences and maybe have more of a typical kind of couple of years?
No, it really was across the board. You know, we talked to orchards near Bayfield, dairy beef cattle near Jefferson, vegetable farms in western Wisconsin, a garlic farmer near Milwaukee, poultry farms in Dane County. Really across the board, they had been seeing extreme weather that they had never seen before.
And how about things like CSAs? A lot of people do community-sponsored agriculture these days. How is this kind of weather affecting CSAs?
Yeah, one CSA we talked to during the heavy rains in 2008-2007, it was a smaller farm, I guess, in terms of smart farms, lost $1 million due to their from vegetables due to the loss. And some other things I heard from CSAs was that it was hard for their customers to understand what was happening. Let's say they went to the farmer's market and they saw some farms had plenty of produce sitting out there. And while they weren't able to supply what they normally would, it's sort of hard for us folks who don't work and deal with the weather in our daily lives to really understand how much it impacts farmers and how challenging it is. So that particular farm felt like the relationships with their customers was hurt that year.
Can we put a price tag on how much farmers might be losing because of extreme weather?
Yeah, well, like I was saying before, the past few years have really have taught us a lot. For example, the drought in 2012, again, lowered crop yields and drove up the cost of grain, which caused farmers in Wisconsin overall to spend $800 million more on inputs for things like feed, seeds, pesticides than they had the previous year. And then again, the next year, in 2013, the excessive moisture and rain resulted in $61.9 million in assistance payments from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to Wisconsin farmers, which is important because that was $52 million more than they paid out the year before.
So when you look at something, a severe weather event, a drought, a flood, how long-ranging is the impact of a single event like that on the farmer?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Some of the dairy farms we heard from, the drought years, they're still recovering from that. It's, you know, they had to sell off cows that would have bred again, and it takes years for them to recover from that sort of an event.
Now, you mentioned farmers all around Wisconsin. We talked about an apple orchard and a dairy farmer. How about looking in Milwaukee, for instance, some of the more urban areas?
Well, just this morning I was talking to a garlic farmer outside of Milwaukee. He has specialty garlic, the kind of garlic with the hard stem that you find at the farmer's market. And he is having problems with early frost or late frost. They plant in the fall, and in previous years, you maybe wanted to mulch, maybe you didn't, it was up to you, but now it's a necessity, an absolute necessity, that they spend that time in the field in the fall.
Do you have any projections about, if this weather continues, extreme events, one after the other, how this will impact the agriculture industry here in Wisconsin?
That is a really good question, and that's the question is why we did this report. We're really hoping it starts the conversation about what we need to do in the future to make sure that we all have, you know, food on the table that we can afford, and that farmers are able to make livelihoods doing this work.
And in terms of what farmers themselves can do, is there any preventative action that they can be taking to protect their assets right now?
Well, I can tell you from the farmers I talked to, they are doing everything they can, and they're doing some incredibly hard work. But I think the silver lining is that farmers can actually be part of the solution. There's a lot of when it comes to climate change, farmers are leaders in renewable energy. We've got wind farms on and solar panels on farms across the state. And so I think that's sort of where we're looking to in the future, is farmers being the champions as well as the suppliers of our delicious, delicious food.
Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been speaking to Katie Walter, Energy and Climate Specialist for Clean Wisconsin. She was with us to talk about the group's new report on how extreme weather impacts Wisconsin's farmers.